This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I get to those Mecum auctions, those antique tractor auctions where they bring those finely restored tractors down the line and sell them for fairly high prices usually. One of the restorers who brings tractors all the time came up to me the other day and he said, there's an example of lubrication domination. I looked at him a little funny and he said, I've heard your commercials. And he said, I use Mystic Lubricants when I restore a tractor. I asked him, well, why worry about it? You just sell the tractor and get rid of it. He said, oh, no. He said, I don't want somebody coming back and saying you could have done a better job. And he said, I cannot do better than Mystic. Like Mystic's JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether your equipment is 3 days new or maybe three decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Well, now the president has Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson in his crosshairs, chiding them in a tweet. Donald Trump said a Harley-Davidson should never be built in another country. Never, he said. Their employees and customers are already very angry at them, Trump claimed. U.S. News & World Report is out with its top list of the children's hospitals in the country. And there are certainly several along the coasts of the United States, but also very highly regarded and highly ranked on the U.S. News list are institutions in Cincinnati, Chicago, Memphis, and Denver. From this week in agribusiness, that breathtaking price drop for grain producers has been due in part to such great crop condition ratings, such as those that came out yesterday indicating that about 3/4 of the nation's corn and soybean crops are in good to excellent condition. Now, there certainly are some exceptions among the top grain states, such as Missouri, Texas, North Carolina, but generally the fields look very good for this time of year. University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin says, though, only some of the price drop during June has been due to the improved crop yield prospects. In fact, a small role has been played by that, he thinks. Irwin says it's still too early in the growing season for the trade to get so enthusiastic about big crops. Scott Irwin says, in his words, the three T's, Trump, trade, and tariffs, have spooked the grain markets. Then there are the milk producers who continue to labor under very difficult economics. That report last week showed that the milk output in places like Wisconsin continues to climb. Now, they've cut back the number of cows being milked in America's dairy land, but the output per cow was higher than a year ago. And the overall production there and throughout the entire country was higher than last year. But now I intend to do my part for the milk producers. You know, ice cream month starts Sunday. I'm ramping up a little bit early here. New Zealand, by the way, with its big dairy industry, is first in ice cream consumption in the world. And then we are second, with some of us trying a lot harder. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.